Welcome to Zikru Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today we're Masechet Sadarim, Daf Ayin Beis, the 10th Perek, Nahum Rasa. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara attempts to prove that a divorce is like silence and not Hakama from our Mishnah, which taught that when an Arusa was divorced and remarried on the same day, her last husband and father may revoke her Nadarim. If divorce was like Hakama, they would not be able to revoke them. The Gemara answers that our Mishnah may be speaking where the Arus never heard the Neder, so the divorce would not constitute Hakama. The Gemara then attempts to prove that divorce is like Hakama from a Mishnah which states, Nadra bo b'yom, gir shevechizir bo b'yom. If she vowed on that day, and he divorced her and remarried her on that day, ein yachul hafer, he cannot revoke the neder. Apparently, he cannot revoke the neder because the divorce was tantamount to Hakama. The Gemara answers, Hakaba nesua askinan. Here we're dealing about a nesua, and the husband cannot revoke nedarim from the previous marriage because he can never revoke nedarim from before his marriage except where she remained in Arusa and in the father's domain. Point number two, Rami Bar Chama inquired, Ba'al Mashi Yafir B'Goshmiya, can the husband revoke Nadarim without hearing them? Do we say that the pasuk which states Vashami Isha and her husband heard is a prerequisite for Hafar or not? The Ran adds that this question is pertinent to a husband of an Arusa or Nesua as well as to the father. The Gemara attempts to resolve this question from our mission which states, Derech Tam Lechuchamim Ad Shul Yatzes Bito Me'etzo, it is the way of Tam Lechuchamim before one's daughter leaves his domain. He says to her, all Nadarim that you made in my house are hereby revoked. It seems that he may revoke Nadarim he has not yet heard. The Gemara answers that he will again revoke the Nadarim when he hears of them. The purpose of the father's declaration, although ineffective, is a means of entering into a discussion with his daughter, whereby she will tell him of the Nadarim she made, and he will then revoke them. And point number three, the Gemara attempts another proof from a brice, which teaches, if one was traveling abroad and assigned an administrator to care for his property, and told him that he should revoke all Nadarim his wife makes in his absence, Riyoshi says he cannot, because the Torah specifically names the husband as the one who can confirm and revoke, and not a shaliach. Rabbi Yonasan counted, Matzim Makol HaTorah, Shulucho Shaladim Kamosa, we find throughout the Torah that one shaliach is like himself, and here as well, the shaliach can revoke his wife's Nadarim. We see that an Asian could revoke Nadarim, and even Rabbi Yoshi only invalidated it based on a pasuk, although the husband never heard them. The Ran explains that although it is possible that the shliach heard the Nadarim, if the husband would not be able to revoke Nadarim that he himself did not hear, his shliach would not be able to either. The Ran answers on the next stop that it can be speaking where he instructed the shliach to say, your Nadarim should be revoked when your husband hears about them. Such a hafar takes effect when the husband hears of the Nadarim. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara attempts to prove that a divorce is like silence and not a comma from our Mishnah, which taught that when an Arusa was divorced and remarried on the same day, her last husband and father may revoke a Nadarim. If divorce was like Hakama, they would not be able to revoke them. The Gemara answers that our Mishnah may be speaking where the Arus never heard the Neder, so the divorce would not constitute Hakama. The Gemara then attempts to prove that divorce is like Hakama from a Mishnah which states, Nadra bo b'yom, gir shevechizir bo b'yom. If she vowed on that day, and he divorced her and remarried her on that day, ein yachul hafer, he cannot revoke the neder. Apparently, he cannot revoke the neder because the divorce was tantamount to Hakama. The Gemara answers, Hakaba nesua askinan. Here we're dealing about a nesua, and the husband cannot revoke Nadarim from the previous marriage because he can never revoke Nadarim from before his marriage except where she remained in Arusa and in the father's domain. Point number two, Rami Bar Chama inquired, Ba'al Mashi Yafir B'Goshmiya, can the husband revoke Nadarim without hearing them? Do we say that the pasuk which states Vashami Isha and her husband heard is a prerequisite for Hafar or not? The Ran adds that this question is pertinent to a husband of an Arusa or Nesua as well as to the father. The Gemara attempts to resolve this question from our Mishnah which states, Derech Tam Lechuchamim Ad Shul Yatzes Bito Me'etzo, it is the way of Tam Lechuchamim before one's daughter leaves his domain. He says to her, all Nadarim that you made in my house are hereby revoked. It seems that he may revoke Nadarim he has not yet heard. The Gemara answers that he will again revoke the Nadarim when he hears of them. The purpose of the father's declaration, although ineffective, is a means of entering into a discussion with his daughter, whereby she will tell him of the Nadarim she made, and he will then revoke them. And point number three, the Gemara attempts another proof from a brice, which teaches, if one was traveling abroad and assigned an administrator to care for his property, and told him that he should revoke all Nadarim his wife makes in his absence, Riyoshi says he cannot, because the Torah specifically names the husband as the one who can confirm and revoke, and not a shaliach. Rabbi Yonasan counted, Matzim Makol HaTorah, Shulucho Shaladim Kamosa, we find throughout the Torah that one shaliach is like himself, and here as well, the shaliach can revoke his wife's Nadarim. We see that an Asian could revoke Nadarim, and even Rabbi Yoshi only invalidated it based on a pasuk, although the husband never heard them. The Ran explains that although it is possible that the shliach heard the nedarim, if the husband would not be able to revoke nedarim that he himself did not hear, his shliach would not be able to either. The Ran answers on the next off that it can be speaking where he instructed the shliach to say, your nedarim should be revoked when your husband hears about them. Such a hafar takes effect when the husband hears of the nedarim. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Ayin Beis, and this was suggested to us by Rabbi Shai Klein from Manchester. He suggested that Ayin Beis relates to something thick, so we should use a thick piece of cake or a thick piece of birthday cake. So here goes. The man who divorced his wife who made a neder not to eat from his birthday cake and then remarried her the same day and was unable to make for a neder from before the marriage realized that there was so much noise at the party that he wouldn't be able to hear her nedarim. So he made a shliach for the remainder of the party to revoke all her vows. Once again, in slow motion. The man who divorced his wife who made a neder not to eat from his birthday cake that must be warned of ayin beis, a thick piece of birthday cake. The man who divorced his wife who made a neder not to eat from his birthday cake and then remarried her the same day and was unable to make for a neder from before the marriage, which reminds the Gemara attempts to prove that a divorce is like a coming from a Mishnah, which states that if a woman vowed on that day and her husband divorced her and remarried her on that day, he cannot revoke the neder. Apparently, he could not revoke the neder because the divorce was tantamount to hakama. The Gemara answers, hakama nesua askin. Here we are speaking about a nesua, and the husband cannot revoke nedarim from the previous marriage because he can never revoke nedarim from before his marriage except where she remained in Arusa and in the father's domain. So the man who divorced his wife who made a neder not to eat from his birthday cake and then remarried her the same day and was unable to make for her neder from before the marriage realized that there was so much noise at the party that he wouldn't be able to hear her nedarim, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama inquired, Baal Maushi Yafir Bola Shamiya, can the husband revoke nedarim without hearing them? Do we say that the pasuk which states, Vashami Isha and her husband heard, is a prerequisite for hafara or not? So, the man who divorced his wife who made a neder not to eat from his birthday cake, and then remarried her the same day, and was unable to make for her neder from before the marriage, realized that there was so much noise at the party that he wouldn't be able to hear her nedarim. So he made a shliach for the remainder of the party to revoke all her vows, which reminds us that this machlokas of a shliach can revoke nedarim. So once again, the man who divorced his wife who made a neder not to eat from his birthday cake and then remarried her the same day and was unable to make for a neder from before the marriage realized that there was so much noise at the party that he wouldn't be able to hear her nedarim. So he made a shliach for the remainder of the party to revoke all her vows. All right, so now it's time for four Balat Ba'a Chazara. Daf Samaches. So the simmer Daf Samaches is Schach, and we often use sukkah for the simmon. So here goes. The Nar Marasa was sitting in a sukkah, that must be more on Daf Samaches, Schach. The Nar Marasa was sitting in a sukkah which had a light-up decoration of the words Ben Ish Li Ishto, juxtaposed to the words Ben Av Labito, which reminds us, the Academy of Rabbi Shmuel provided an alternate source for the joint hafar of the father and husband of a Na'ara who's an Arusa. The final pasuk about Hafara says, these are the laws that Hashem commanded ben ish li ishto ben av lebito, between a man and his wife, between a father and his daughter, ben uhurel beis avia, in her youth, in her father's house. Mikan l'nar marasa she avia ubala mefiri nidareo. From here, from the juxtaposition of the father and husband, we learn about a nara who's an arusa that her father and husband are made for her neder jointly. So the Nar Marasa was sitting in a sukkah which had a light-up decoration of the words Ben Ish Li Ishto, juxtaposed to the words Ben Av Labito, and was listening to Rav Chassan say that he does not have the right to cut off half of the neder she made on the tukazesim of food, which reminds us, the Gemara poses a question, Baal Megas Gais or Makush Kalish? Does a husband, when being made for an Arusa's neder, cut off half of the neder when he's made for, or does he weaken the entire neder? The Gemara expresses a practical outcome of this inquiry. If an Arusa made a neder not to eat two specific kazesim of food, and the husband revoked the neder and she subsequently ate both kazesim, does she receive malchus? If the husband's hafar cuts away half, and the other half remains in full force, then eating the second kazais, whichever it is, won't incur malchus. But if the husband's hafar halves the strength of the entire neder, then both kazesim remain prohibited, but not with the full force of the original prohibition to incur malchus. So, the Nar Marasa was sitting in a sukkah which had a light-up decoration of the words Ben Ish Li Ishto, juxtaposed to the words Ben Av Labito, and was listening to Rav Chassan say that he does not have the right to cut off half of the neder she made on the two kazesim of food. When news arrived that her father died and that his right to mefer, new nedarim, was emptied out to Rav Chassan. Which reminds us, the Gemara presents a proof to the above question by bringing a lengthy brisa about the rules of Nisrokna, literally emptied out, referring to when one party dies and control of Hafara would potentially fall to the other. The first four cases are presented on this daf, and the Gemara's proof will be from the fifth case brought on the next daf. Daf Samach Tes. So the Simur Daf Samach Tes is soot, and we often use a chimney sweep. So here goes. The chimney sweep, chimney sweep. That must be on Daf Samach Tes, soot. The chimney sweep who learned that as a fara of his Arusa's daughter's neder from cleaning chimneys was Mikosh Kalish, and he therefore cannot be made for the portion of the chassan who died before hearing of the neder, which reminds us, if a father revoked the vow as of Arusa's daughter and the husband died before hearing of it, according to Beis Shammai, chozer avu mefer chelko shel baal, the father repeats and revokes the portion of the husband, but Beis Hillel say that the father cannot revoke the neder. The Gemara explains the machlokas, thus resolving the inquiry on the previous daf. According to Beis Shammai's Megas Gaius, the first party's hafara cuts away half of the neder, leaving the other half intact. When the husband dies, that half falls to the father's domain, and he can revoke it. According to Beis Hillel, Mikosh Kalish, he weakens the entire neder. This weakened remainder of the neder cannot be transferred to the father's domain at the husband's death, so the father cannot revoke it. So the chimney sweep who learned that his hafara of his arusa's daughter's neder from cleaning chimneys was Mikosh Kalish, and he therefore cannot be made for the portion of the chassan who died before hearing of the neder, wondered if he can seek annulment of his hafara, which reminds us, Rava asked, Yesha el b'hakim or ain't she el b'hakim? Is there annulment for hakam of a neder or not? Do we say that just as one can seek annulment of a neder from a chacham, he can do the same with his hakama, which is akin to a neder, which would reinstate his ability to revoke the neder that day, or not? Rava continued, if we would conclude that it is possible to annul ha'akama, yesha ela b'hafer or ain't she ela b'hafer, is there even annulment for hafara or not? Would it be possible for someone who had already revoked a neder, rendering a void, to annul the hafara and reinstate the neder? So the chimney sweep who learned that his hafara of a Zerusa daughter's neder from cleaning chimneys was Mikosh Kalish, and he therefore cannot be made for the portion of the chassan who died before hearing of the neder, wondered if he can seek annulment of his hafara. But the Chacham was busy dealing with the case of one who made a hakama contingent on a hafara, which reminds us, the more discusses what if one made a hakama contingent on a hafara. Daf Ayin, so the Simur Daf Ayin is an eye doctor. So here goes. The confused receptionist at the eye doctor's office who told the young patient that her appointment was confirmed for her today, which might mean it's revoked for her tomorrow, and that her appointment was confirmed for her for an hour and revoked after an hour, suggested that perhaps she should speak to her father and chassan, who each have an advantage over the other regarding hafara. Once again, in slow motion. The confused receptionist at the eye doctor's office. Eye doctor's office? That must be Ron Duff Ayan. Eye doctor. The confused receptionist at the eye doctor's office, who told the young patient that her appointment was confirmed for her today, which might mean it's revoked for her tomorrow, which reminds us, Rabbi had asked, if one said, Kaim l'chi hayom, it is confirmed for you today, do we say implicit in his words is the converse, and it is revoked for you tomorrow, which the Gemara now assumes would be valid? He then asks, if one said, Mufar l'chi l'machar, it is revoked for you tomorrow, do we say imply that today it would be confirmed, and it can no longer be revoked? Or do we say that since he did not explicitly confirm for today, the revocation is valid? So the confused receptionist at the eye doctor's office who told the young patient that her appointment was confirmed for her today, which might mean it is revoked for her tomorrow, and that her appointment was confirmed for her for an hour and revoked after an hour, which reminds us a final inquiry was posed. If we say, Kaim u'chilu shah, that confirmed for you an hour is not considered revoked because the implied hafar was not expressed, what if he explicitly said confirmed for you for an hour and revoked after an hour? Does the temporary hakama make the neder confirmed, or is the hafar afterwards valid since it was on the same day? So the confused receptionist at the eye doctor's office, who told the young patient that her appointment was confirmed for her today, which might mean it is revoked for her tomorrow, and that her appointment was confirmed for her for an hour, and revoked after an hour, suggested that perhaps she should speak to her father and chassan, who each have an advantage over the other regarding hafara, which reminds us. The next mission teaches that the father and husband each have an advantage in hafara. Mesa av lo nisrok nerushus lebal. If the father dies, the right to revoke nedarim is not transferred to the husband. Mesa bal nisrok nerushus lebal. But if the husband dies, the right to revoke nedarim is transferred to the father. It then teaches the relative advantage of the husband, shabal mefer beveger, that the husband can revoke her nedarim after she reaches bagrus, and the father cannot. Daf ein off. So the simmer daf ein off is a donkey going e-ah. So here goes. The donkey driver, that must be Daf Ein Aleph, e-ah. The donkey driver who came to pick up his poor daughter, who vowed as an Orusa, and then was divorced and betrothed, and divorced 100 times that day, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nadra vihi Arusa, Niskar shebo b'yom, she vowed as an Orusa, and was divorced on that day, Nisar shebo b'yom, afilu ameya, and then she was betrothed again, even to 100 men successfully, Avia ubao acharon mefirin nedareha. Her father and last husband may jointly revoke her nedarim. So the donkey driver who came to pick up his poor daughter, who vowed as an Arusa, and then was divorced and betrothed and divorced 100 times that day, heard her last Arus be made for her nedarim, that the first Arus could have revoked, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, where do we know that the last husband may even revoke nedarim that were fit for the first husband to revoke? Shmuel provides a source, v'imayu tiyel le'ish u'nedareh aleha, and if she will be married to a man, and her nedarim are upon her. Nedarim shayu aleha kvar. This implies even nedarim that were upon her from before can be revoked by the second husband. So the donkey driver who came to pick up his poor daughter, who vowed as an Arusa, and then was divorced and betrothed and divorced 100 times that day, heard her last Arus be made for her nedarim, that the first Arus could have revoked, because he was concerned that divorce might be equal to a hakama, and he might remarry her that day. Which reminds us, the Gemara inquires, Gerushin kashtika damya o kahakama damya? Is divorce equal to silence or hakama? The Ran explains that since the husband is aware that by divorcing her, he will not be able to revoke her nedarim, divorcing her without revoking her nedarim may be tantamount to a hakama of her nedarim, similar to silence for a full day. The Gemara explains the practical outcome of this inquiry. Kagon shenadru v'shama bala, in a case where she vowed and her husband heard, v'gerush v'hadru v'yomi, and he divorced her and remarried her on the same day. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which step with the question if divorce is equal to silence or hakama? That's on Dav. Ayin Aleph. Good. Number 2, which step with machokas if a shaliach can revoke nedarim? That's on Dav. Ayin Beis. Good. Number 3, which step with the question what is the din if one made a hakama contingent on a hafara? That's on Dav. Samach test. Good. Number 4. Which of the one that the Academy of Rabbi Shmuel's source for the joint hafara of the father and husband of an amarasa is the juxtaposition in the pasuk of ben ish l'ishto ben av l'bito? That's on Dav. Samach test. Good. Number 5. Which of the we have a question if a husband can revoke nedarim without hearing them? That's on Dav. Ayin Beis. Good. Number 6. Which of the source that the last husband may even revoke nedarim that were fit for the first husband to revoke? That's on Dav. Ayin Aleph. Good. Number 7. Which step of the case where a man once forbade his wife from benefiting from him until she gave a taste of her food to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? That's on Dav. Samach Vav. Good. Number 8. Which of the one that if a woman vowed as an Arusa and was divorced on that day, and then she was betrothed again, even to 100 men successively, her father and last husband may jointly revoke her nedarim? That's on Dav. Ayin Aleph. Good. Number 9. Which of the one the Beis Hillel held that if the father revoked the vow of his Arusa daughter and the husband died before hearing of it, he cannot revoke it since a hafaret is Miklash Kalish? That's on Dav. Samach Tes. Good. And number 10, which of the one if a woman vowed on a day and her husband divorced her and remarried her on that day, Ein Yachul Afir, he cannot revoke her nether from a previous marriage. That's on Dav. Ayin Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.